Here in Middle America, at this suburban house, in the family basement, is a chemical weapons situation room.
I'm Smauni.
Dr. Amar Ghanem leads the group meetings on Skype.
ونحن كمان في عنا إمكانيات معينة طبعاً.
The 33 doctors meeting tonight in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the U.S. and Turkey join three doctors inside Syria. One is in Aleppo. Two are in the Damascus suburbs where the attacks occurred. They are building chemical weapons treatment centers and protecting medical personnel from future attacks.
This is Dr. Majid from Douma.
65 people died here at Dr. Majid's hospital in the August 21st chemical attack. To treat future victims, he says the centers will be made up of multiple buildings, each specializing in different conditions, all built underground for security. Dr. Majid doesn't show his face to protect his identity.
The buildings will be scattered in different places and therefore would be relatively safe.
Other doctors use nicknames for security, but from Aleppo, this man is unafraid because he's already well known.
They call me the chemical hazard.
The group considers Dr. Hazem its chemical weapons expert. He says they need a decontamination tent at the entrance to the centers.
We receive war injured people, so we don't want the hospital to be contaminated with the chemical agent. And also we know that decontamination is the first step for treating people.
The group discusses the number of centers to be built. The doctors in Syria want more than three. The U.S.-based doctors ask if they can staff that many. Dr. Ghanem says the group planned for a chemical attack, but not soon enough.
With all the difficulties we have, especially with logistics, you know, it's hard to get equipment and medical supplies to inside.
This is the gas flow for oxygen.
And there's a never-ending need for donations. Medical staff in the Midwest pack up supplies and drive them to a Detroit warehouse. Most everything here leaves on a container ship for Syria, except these smaller, more valuable items. They're packed into suitcases to travel inside with individual doctors. But not the one item needed most, chemical protection suits.
We try to look for it in Turkey. We ask France. I think they also ask in the United States, and nobody seems to want to help us.
Doctors say 900 more people could have been saved in August if they had chemical protection gear and sarin antidotes. Neither is available inside Syria. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.